On January 21st, 2011, this is Polling You number 30. Greetings, Bridge friends. This is Michael here at Bridge Hands, and this is part 3 of our lesson on takeout doubles, this time on bidding continuations. The plot thickens. Okay, well, let's jump right in. First of all, let's take a look at the doubler's hand. The doubler can have basically one of three types of hands. One, the typical hand with less than 18 points, with shortness in the right-hand opponent's suit, the traditional takeout double. The other two types is where they have this so-called type 2 hand. Mostly, it's the one where a person has a great 5-card or 6-card suit, 5 cards with like 100 honors, or 6 cards with 3 of the top 5 honors. A very good suit. The other one can be where it's just too strong to overcall a 1 no-trump, which we normally do with 15 to 17 points. So with 18 points or more, we have to double first and then bid a no-trump with stoppers in the opponent's suit. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at the advancer's hand. That's the partner of the doubler. Oftentimes we just call it the responder, unless there's an intervening bid. So let's take a look at those bids. So we have three different ranges, typically, when there is a suit, a 4-card or longer suit, by the responder of the doubler. First, with 0 to 8 points, the cheapest bid is what we normally have. We'll get into that. The next is with 9 to 11 points, where we make jump bids. And if our partner has an opening hand and we have 12 points or more, voila, we have enough for game. All right? There's a couple others, too, we're going to talk about, and that is where we, as the partner of the doubler, have a balanced hand with stoppers in the opponent's suit. With 8 to 10 points, we can bid at the cheapest no-trump level. With 11 to 12 points, we can jump a level to invite game. All right, we're going to go ahead and discuss those and several other hands. So first of all, let's take a look at this last situation where we do happen to have 8 to 10, 11 to 12, or maybe more, and we're taking a look at what we can do when we have stoppers in the opponent's suit. First off, with 8 to 10 points, let's say it goes one heart by our left-hand opponent, our partner doubles, our right-hand opponent passes, we can bid one no-trump to show that we have this 8 to 10 point hand. And if we had more, if we had 11 or 12 points, we could jump to 2 no-trump, which invites game. And obviously with 13 points or more, we could go ahead and go right to 3 no-trump. So in this series, we're going to take a look at the three different scenarios, which is as the responder of the doubler, we have 0 to 8, 9 to 11, or 12 or more points. So the auction would go by our left-hand opponent, one heart. Our partner would do a double. Our right-hand opponent passes. And now it's our turn to bid with one of these three patterns. First off, with 0 to 8 points, we would normally make the lowest step bid. So one heart, double by partner, pass, we would bid one spade with 4 or more spades. Our partner with less than 18 points, knowing that we have less than 9 ourselves, would pass in most scenarios here. So with 17 points, it's unlikely we're going to have 8. Barry Crane had an interesting statement that he did. He was one of the leading bridge masters in his time, master point winner for many, many years, and leading bridge professionals. And he said, if you expect me to have the perfect hand partner, I won't. And that's a good thing to remember, is that oftentimes we should not be over-optimistic with our partner's hand valuation. All right, let's look at the next situation. So in the next scenario, we make the first step bid again, which is one spade, 0 to 8 points. But this time, our partner, the doubler, has 18 or 19 points. In this situation, our partner can do a raise. We don't do a raise indiscriminately with 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 points, even 17 points. Our partner said 0 to 8. We've got to listen, pay attention. But when we have 18 or 19 points, we now can raise to 2 levels. So after one spade pass, it comes back to us, the doubler. We can go ahead and bid 2 spades to invite to see if partner has the low end, 0 to 5 points, pass, or the high end, invite by bidding 3 spades with 6 points, or with a good 7 or 8 points, going to game. All right? So a little bit of interaction back and forth with us and partner, trying to see if we do have enough points when our partner raises, showing 18 or 19 points. Next, when we have 20 or 21 points, boy, we've got almost enough points to go to game, don't we here? It's almost like this strong two-club opener. Not quite. Probably about a good 7 or 8 tricks in our hand. That's about 5 or 6 losers. So in this case, we're strongly going to want to invite game, even when partner has 0 to 8. So when it starts out with a 1 heart by opponent, double by us, pass, our partner bids 1 spade with 0 to 8. We then jump to the 3 level, 3 hearts or 3 spades. And with our partner with a minimum 0 to 3, even though we have 20 to 21, not enough points for game, can pass. We sadly accept it. And when our partner has 4 points or more, knowing we have 20 to 21, especially with distribution points, a 5th card in the suit, we then would want to accept and bid game. And then, of course, the mega hand. When you get that uber hand with 22 points or more, good 8, maybe 9 playing tricks or more, we want to insist on game. So it goes 1 heart, double by us, pass, 1 spade, and with a spade fit, we would bid 4 spades to insist on game, hoping that partner has 1 trick in their hand. If not, if we don't have that suit, we can still force game by Q-bidding the opponent's suit. So when we double first and then Q-bid belatedly, this is a way of saying it's game forcing. Q-bids are game forcing in this situation. All right, we'll cover about 4 hands today. We won't cover all the permutations, although I'll have some more for our advanced members. But like General Patton said, don't tell them exactly how to do their jobs, or in our case, precisely how to bid or play each of these hands. Give them the basics and let them surprise you. Besides, there's going to be over 12 hands down in the trenches that we could cover, and it would certainly make my head even start spinning, so I won't burden you with all of those. So on most of these slides, we'll be flying far above the war zone, getting the big picture from 30,000 feet, but let's cover a couple. So in this first situation, we're going to have East is going to open 1 club, and then in our situation with South, we have 5 points in hearts, another 4 for the Ace of Spades, 9, King of Diamonds, 12, and King Doubleton in clubs makes 15. I don't think we'd want to go 1 no-trump with only a King Doubleton. The ace-queen might be to our left. So we're going to double a pass. Our partner with 5 points in hearts, Queen of Spades makes 7. I'm not sure that we should count 1 for distribution. What do you think? With ace-jack fifth, ace-queen fifth maybe, king-queen fifth, sure. Ace-king fifth, absolutely. But I think it's just 7 points. So we're going to do the first step, 1 heart, pass. I think at this point, we would probably say, okay, we don't have a big hand. We would be happy to go ahead and just pass. And if they want to compete in clubs, we'll eventually go ahead and compete up in hearts. But we wouldn't initially do 2 hearts, which would show a bigger hand than we really have. Okay? So for hand number 2, let's go ahead and bolster the south hand. We keep the north hand just the same with this 7 points. Let's go ahead and with 15 points, let's grab another 3. Let's say maybe a queen and a jack that we're going to take from the east hand and give away a couple cards back. Okay, in this case, we're up to 18 points. So the auction, you'll recall, it went 1 club, double, pass, 1 heart, pass. With 18 points, we can now do a raise. With 18 or 19 points, we can raise to 2 hearts, a partner. If you're 0 to 5 points, go ahead and pass. If you've got 6 points, a bad 7, invite. If you've got 8 points or more, well, hey, we've got 18 or 19 points, please bid game. Now, mind you, on this south hand, I would even take away a jack, and I would still do this. Let's take a look at that. A jack goes away. We'll take a 4. We've got a 17-point hand. But it's a really good 17-point, isn't it? King-queen touching, primary honor ace, another king-queen touching, King Doubleton behind the club bidder. Hopefully that will get a chance for a trick. I would think even with a very, very good 17, I would play it as though it's an 18. Why? Well, we've got a shortage point here, don't we? So remember, our hand will be the responder hand, so this actually distribution points is likely to be more than 17 points. All right, next hand. And let's, in this case, make it where the south hand has 19 to 21. So we're going to give up a queen, grab an ace, and five in hearts for the king, queen. Ace of spades, another four, makes nine. Ace, king of diamonds, another seven, makes 16. The king of clubs, three more, makes 19. I would count this as equivalent of a 20-point hand. In this case, it would go double, pass, one heart, pass. We would jump to three hearts. Our partner could be bust with 0 points, with 0 to 2 points, maybe a bad three could pass. In this case, we're strongly invitational, showing a big hand, 20, 21 points, and our partner would accept. In this case, it's an easy game. Actually, with the cards falling favorably, it makes five. Looking at it from the Claire North's perspective, loses one club, loses no diamonds, because the king of spades is on side, only loses one spade, only loses two cards in the black suits, roughing that third club. So even with only half of the black kings favorably finessing, we still make a game. And of course, when you've got that very rare uber hand in south, in this case, let's go ahead and grab the queen and give up a diamond. When we've got 22 points or more, all we need is a trick from partner. So it would go one club, double, pass, one heart. We found our fit. We would go four hearts, just like that. Game in hand. Okay, without going through a lot of permutations for the north hand, where north has more than 7 points, let me just do a quick illustration to give you a feel. Let's modify the deal. And let's say, rather than a 17 points, right now, this hand number two, you recall, we had 10 points with the king, queen in the red suits, and another 7 points for the ace of spades and the king of clubs. Let's subtract by three, giving our partner a king and taking a low heart from partner's hand. Rather than 17, we're down to 14 points, and our partner's bumped up by three. Rather than seven, partner has 10. So it would go one club. We would still do the double, a pass, and partner no longer has 0 to 7. Partner now has 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in hearts. The queen of spades make 10, and certainly worth one distribution point for this wonderful heart holding. Gives it up to 11 points. Would at least do a jump to the 2 level. And I would say, with this great a holding, would even consider going to the 3 level. But a well-behaved partner would say, well, it's between 9 and 11 points, and would go a jump to 2 hearts. In this situation, after 2 hearts pass, we don't have quite enough to insist on game, but we have enough in south to invite 3 hearts, and certainly our partner would accept 4 hearts. And just to give an indication how, when north has an open hand, let's give a king of spades, take away a little spades. In this case, north has definitely an opening hand, so the auction would go one club, double, pass. 4 hearts normally shows a extreme long hand without a lot of extra values. In this case, we would go cubid the opponent's suit. We would go 2 clubs initially, saying we have a game-forcing hand. Later on, we can show our heart suit. We might actually be interested in a slam auction with some of these hands. In this case, not quite enough to get there, but normally we don't jump to 4 level. We describe our hand slowly. When we cubid, it insists on game. We can then, in subsequent bidding, show our heart fit, and if partner has a really big hand, we might be interested in slam. Okay, well, that's all we're going to go through is as far as the hands-on, except for our advanced players. We'll have some more tips, tricks, and traps, and go to some techniques. So I hope you enjoyed this part of the lesson. Well, I see we're up to 15 minutes already, so we'll end part one of the video with this segment. And for those of you with the free memberships, please go ahead and go on with part two. Those of you with the advanced membership can go ahead and go on to part two, or if you wish, go to part three for those advanced sessions. Okay, we'll see you soon on the flip side.